On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, we are talking about the 95 Theses. We introduced these last week as we talked about Luther and Reformation Day. And we're calling this the top five of the 95 take two. Well, the reason for that is we've already done the top five of the 95. And I should have been more specific. That was the top five of the 95 back in 2013. Well, now we have the top five of the 95 for 2015. And what that means to me, at least if my count is correct, we can do this for another 17 years. So here we go. The top five of the 95 for 2015. The first one is thesis number four. And thesis number four, Luther says, the penalty of sin, therefore, continues so long as hatred of self or true inward repentance continues. And it continues until our entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Well, it was after he wrote the 95 Theses that Luther wrote another document called the Explanation of the 95 Theses, where he elaborates and expands upon each one of the 95 Theses. And in his explanations, he clarifies what he means here and this notion of hatred of self. Here's what Luther says. True sorrow must spring from the goodness and mercies of God, especially from the wounds of Christ, so that man comes first of all to a sense of his own ingratitude in view of divine goodness, and thereupon to hatred of himself and love of the kindness of God. Then tears will flow, and he will hate himself from the very depths of his heart, yet without despair. Very crucial, the words of Luther there, the recognition of our sinfulness and the recognition of how odious the stench of our sin and light of a holy God. So that's thesis number four. For the next two, I want to put these together. So numbers two and three are thesis number 27 and thesis number 28. Here Luther says, they preach man-made doctrines who say that so soon as the coin jingles into the money box, the soul flies out of purgatory. Number 28 reads, it is certain that when the coin jingles into the money box, greed and avarice can be increased, but the result of the intercession of the church is in the power of God alone. You can't buy your way out of sin, and you can't buy your way into heaven. All you can buy your way into, Luther says, is greed and avarice. And so this sale of indulgences that led to the printing of the 95 Theses, what that resulted in was not salvation, but it just brought further condemnation. Well, the fourth of our top five theses is thesis number 53. Here, Luther says, they are enemies of Christ and the Pope, who bid the word of God to be silent in some churches in order that pardons may be preached in others. To understand what Luther means here, we need to see that while Luther, and in his area, sort of where his parish, the region of his parish covered, these indulgences were not sold, that didn't stop his parishioners from going across the river and buying the indulgences. And so when they came back, as it were, their ears were shut up to the word of God. Luther couldn't preach to them. He couldn't counsel them as their pastor. Luther's pastor had his conscience bound because of this indulgence sale. Well, that leads us to the fifth of our top five, and this is thesis number 93. As Luther is winding down these 95 theses, he writes, blessed be all the prophets who say to the people of Christ, cross, cross, and there is no cross. What does Luther mean by this? We say cross, cross, and there is no cross for us, meaning there is nothing we can do because Christ did it all for us on the cross. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, I see we have just a brief time here, so let's stretch way back into church history and look at this quote from Bede. He said, only someone who is on fire with the love of his Maker can be said to love his fellow humans in the right and faithful way.